Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're speaking with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson on this Wednesday, April the 22nd. We should be talking about a track invite. We should be talking about a softball game. We should be talking about a baseball game. Craig Anderson, a bummer, man. We can't talk about any of that right now. Tough announcement, I know, by the IHSA yesterday.
Yes, it really was. And with the day I think we're expecting to have today, near 70 degrees, the number of things that you're mentioning, I really wish that's what we were talking about. But yeah, the board, after the outcome last Friday, or the governor's decision to shut down physical attendance for schools for the remainder of the school year, our board did take the action yesterday to cancel our spring sports championship. So we were hopeful that the championships could play out this year, but the timeline just isn't going to make it possible.
Now, you did leave the door open. It looks like if something would happen, maybe you could have, you know, some schools could have like a senior night or something of that magnitude. If there's some drastic improvement and we get away from these stay-at-home orders and things of that nature. So you are leaving the door open for some things like that if the state of Illinois, you know, doesn't extend the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the board recognized that, you know, for some closure, it would do our high school athletes some good, in their opinion, and mine as well, if they could put that uniform on one more time, whether it be part of a conference invitational or a doubleheader or a senior night or whatever it might be, a limited number of games. But, you know, we would only do that if, as you mentioned, that the stay-at-home order and the permission to gather and the numbers that it would require for us to get kids together to practice and compete. And so we recognize that that's a long shot. At least it appears to be in the short term, a long shot. But, you know, if the timeline makes it available to us, the board left that open to them to have some discretion to grant those possibilities.
All right. I know one of the big hot button issues now when we talk about the stay-at-home order, reopening the economy, things of that nature, that there is the buzzword regional approach. And I had somebody this week ask me, Taylor, I'm like, yeah, what about a regional approach for IHSA activities? Now, I thought, well, you can't leave out some member schools from state tournament activities. You just can't say, hey, we're going to have a state tournament for 17 counties, these 13 can't play, these Collar counties can't play because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Have you guys been asked about that? Well, why can't we do like a regional approach and you can play some IHSA activities and have a state tournament series for those schools that aren't impacted by it?
You know, we haven't yet. That did come up in the board discussion yesterday, though. If that's the way that the governor decides to open things up and permissions are granted on a regional basis, then at that point the board will have a discussion and consider the possibility of allowing schools in regions where it is those opportunities are made available, that they'll have to make those decisions. But yeah, as you said, I think, and so far the governor's decision has been, you know, statewide recommendations, the shelter at home order, and so, you know, us being a statewide association, we fall within the similar guidelines and recommendations of state government. So if that's the way this plays out and they do provide some regional opportunities for the shelter at home place, or shelter and home to drop out, that the board will then have to consider those options if they come available.
All right, and I know we can sit here, Craig Anderson, and offer conjecture and speculate about this COVID-19 pandemic and what's going to happen for the remainder of April, the remainder of May, June, July, and into August. But how concerned, and I'll ask this just me, how concerned, because I am, I'll admit, I'm concerned about the fall and what could happen this fall. Should I be concerned about fall sports, you think, or not?
Yeah, I think you should, and we are too, for sure, you know, and that's kind of what, after this decision was made, yesterday, you know, that's kind of where our attention and focus is headed now is, while the timelines of what we're going to be allowed to do are unknown, by many, that is a concern, and it's definitely a concern of ours as to what fall, competition looks like. In other words, are we going to be allowed to compete? And if we are we going to allow to have fans in attendance? And so, it's difficult to plan, of course, when those unknowns exist out there, but, it causes me some sleepless nights, prior to the decision yesterday. But now thinking about the future, it likewise creates some concern about, what does the future and the fall in particular look like? And unless somebody's got a magic ball or crystal ball, I don't know that we know that. All we can hope for is that the folks do what they're being told to do, to shelter at home and to get that curve to level off and then get us some opportunities to hopefully gather and to hopefully have fall sport competition.
You know, when you were saying that, remember when, everybody all got hot and bothered and all mad about district scheduling? That was the big thing. Man, I wish that was still the hot button issue right now and we weren't talking about this stupid COVID-19 pandemic. Man, I long for those discussions.
I'm with you there. Yeah, that conversation seems much easier to have versus this, because we still got kids competing, and that's the heartbreaking thing in all this, to know that our senior athletes in particular, but all of our student athletes, are not with their friends or not with their classmates on a daily basis, and then they're not out on our fields and on our courts and in the pools and doing the things that they love to do and gaining the benefits of all of that. So, I would give anything to go back and have that districting conversation over and over and over if it meant that we could have kids competing.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, brother. So, getting back to the dates, from a timeline, when you start looking, right now there's the potential where I know the summer contact days have been suspended. Potentially, if things get better with the state, they reopen, then you can reevaluate that issue. But what are the dates when you look at in the summer where you kind of check off the calendar and say, well, man, if we don't have clarity here on this date in July, man, I don't know what's going to happen in August. Are there some red points up on the IHSA calendar that you're looking at where we need some clarity by this certain date? Or is that still pretty murky yet?
Yeah, it's still a little murky. We didn't come out with any dates in the announcement, and the board really didn't talk about any dates where, we say, like July 1 as an example, that would be the drop dead date where we say, that's it, no spring sports. Now, we got another meeting scheduled for June, and we could schedule meetings as needed when new announcements and opportunities exist. But I'm anticipating that when we get to our June board meeting, which is scheduled for June 15th, that mid-June timeframe, that we'll likely have some pinpointed locations on the calendar where, we're going to have to think about making decisions as it relates to fall sports or summer contact days or those kind of things. But it's still a little murky at this point. But as we get into the summer, even that mid-June timeframe, then I think, depending upon where we're at that time and what's being discussed or being allowed by the state government, then we'll have to start making some decisions.
All right. I was looking at my calendar, and I think right March 10th was the last, that would have been the 1A, 2A boys super sectionals. And I don't know if that Wednesday the 11th there were some 3A, 4A boys basketball sectionals played that night. I can't remember, but can you believe you go from March 10th and we're talking to you on April 22nd and it'll be through, June, that there won't be one interscholastic athletic event in the state of Illinois? I mean, that is crazy.
It really really is. And when I pause to think about that, and, you know, as we I have these conversations with you and others, you know, coming off of this event, and, you know, I just, you know, he talked to me a year ago at this time. It seems unfathomable that we would go this time frame of no interscholastic competition. And, you know, take your level of sport competition. It just seems mind blowing that we're not, you know, enjoying those opportunities, and we don't have young people out there participating. And, so yeah, it's just a shocking time to reflect and think about the circumstances that we're in that, number one, caused us, and number two, that we're faced with these predicaments. It's just unnerving at times.
And then I'm just curious, behind the scenes, has there been something that you haven't been asked about this? I mean, what has been like the behind the scenes takeaway from all of this from an administration standpoint? I mean, is it just waiting to see what the state is doing, or are there some other bullet points behind the scene here involving the IHSA? If you know what I mean. I mean, are there certain things that you haven't been able to address that you would like to address? I guess maybe be a better question about this.
You know, there really hasn't, and you hit the nail on the head about the state government. You know, that's really who we're monitoring, and their actions and their permissions. The Illinois State Board of Education, the same way. You know, we're education-based athletics, and so it's really, that's our focus, and we're student-centered, and it's really about the health and safety of the young people that participate. So, you know, there really isn't anything hidden. You know, I guess I would share this. I correspond with executive directors across the country as we're all facing this, and the executive director, we were in correspondence through email as their state was shut down, their championships much like ours, and he was posed the question, you know, how does it feel to be the director of sports when there's no sports activities going on? And I chuckled at that response. And, you know, you think about it, you're like, yeah, wow, that you know, we're supposed to be responsible for all the activities going on across the state, and there's just none. And so, other than the reflection on that, and like I said, it's really about us following the guidance that's being provided by state government. And that's going to be consistent for us as we go forward. That's really what we're monitoring. And, you know, while there's other little things that pop up on the calendar, you know, or we would ordinarily in the middle of June have our Dr. Hickman IHSA Foundation golf outing. And yesterday the board postponed that to a later date to be determined. But so other than those other extra kind of things, it's more about kids and their opportunities and just staying in line with the guidance that state government's providing us.
And I was thinking too, from a sports medicine standpoint, and you know, we talk about acclimatization a lot of times, and contact between coach and student athlete. You know, I was talking to a couple coaches this week. You know, you look where you go from March potentially to, you know, July or August, if there's no summer contact days, and then we do have fall sports, then it's middle of August. So you're talking about what, March to August, you know, you're talking about a 5-month period. Now, I know coaches can have contact, social media, text messaging, things of that nature, but the lack of direct contact, I think, and then everybody's dealing with the same thing. But then from the sports medicine standpoint too, the acclimatization of, okay, we don't have anything, no summer contact days, boom, we go August 15th, first day of football practice, first day of volleyball practice, whatever, and we just start from scratch. Now, I know some kids that, you know, they're asked to do stuff on their own, but they're not under the auspices of the strength and conditioning program, in an organized environment where there's instruction, you know, they get advice when they do it at home. But if you know what I mean, what about those type of issues or topics as it relates to interscholastic athletics and moving to a restart in mid-August after not doing anything for 5 months?
Yeah, you bring up some great points, and I think we'll really have to caution our coaches during that startup time, and they'll definitely have to be in acclimatization period. And the longer this goes on where, you know, coaches can't be in connection and monitoring the progress of their athletes, you know, one-on-one and face-to-face, in a coaching setting that we would ordinarily know, I think our sports medicine advisory committee will weigh in, and the acclimatization time, I think, will have to be expanded. And more than ever, our coaches are going to have a keen awareness of reflecting on the student athlete, especially early on, to see and recognize, this student has been keeping up, and they can tolerate some wind sprints that are, things that conditioning kind of events. Well, versus others, will be important to recognize that, hey, this student hasn't been doing much on their own, and is going to need some time to acclimatize. And, especially if we're back in August, those temperatures and humidity that can be, we'll have to just be really cautious in all of that, because of the significant time away, from coaches and players being together.
You said, Craig, as we wind down here, the next IHSA board meeting is June. Did you say the 15th, I think? Are you still planning to make the state tournament site announcement then, or what is the status of that?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that we'll have that meeting face-to-face, and that was the critical part to me. People may be critical of me in saying that. Well, I've gotten more familiar than I have been ever with the type of meetings that are available, that you can see people. But I wanted to have that meeting. It's a critical decision, and the bids are very competitive, that we meet face-to-face. And so on the timeline I'm anticipating, at that June meeting, we will have a face-to-face meeting with our board, and as a result, we do plan to make a decision about the boys and girls state final sites for the next 3 years. So that's our timeline we're working under, that we will make that decision in June.
All right. Well, great to visit with Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director. And I always tell him, I told him last time I spoke with him, that when these social distancing guidelines are over, Craig Anderson, Tom Hassan, Terry Anderson, and myself, we're getting together at the Cambridge Bowl and playing two-on-two football.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
All right, I'll bring the Advil. You bring the ankle braces.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of them, ankle and knee braces.
All right, good to visit with you, sir.
You too, Jim. Thanks so much.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.